The first point was regarding all beings being our mothers. Then the second point is remembering their kindness in all of those lifetimes. What we can do now is think about the kindness of our parents in this lifetime. Our mother carried us in her womb, and irrespective of the discomforts she may have felt, she looked after us and cared for us, gave birth to us. And when we were small, when we were an infant, we were defenseless. Our parents protected us. They wiped our bum for us. They cleaned us. They fed us. Took us to the doctor. Stayed up at night. How many nights did they have sleepless nights or didn't sleep very well? When we were unhappy or sick, we didn't know what to do. We couldn't tell them what was wrong with us. And then as we grew up, when we were small, we went around, broke many of their favorite things. If we were sick, they used to drop everything, take us to the doctor, took us to school, gave us food, worked very hard so that we could have food, that we could have shelter. If they could, they gave us good education, provided us the means to go to school. If we were unhappy, they felt unhappy. And then as we get older, when we become teenagers, how many of us have shouted at our parents just because our parents don't want to let us do what we want to do? We may have sulked, we may have accused them of things, we may have said nasty things to them. We forget all of that kindness that they showed us. Sometimes we even felt embarrassed to be around them when we were with friends. And despite all of this, they carried on looking after us, carried on feeding us. Still, whatever opportunity, they helped us. All of their hard work, all of that effort looking after us. How many of our parents aged before their time due to us, due to the care, and all the time, the hardships they experienced in order to help us. Even when we've grown up, we've left the house and we're able to look after ourselves, they still are concerned about us and concerned about our well-being. Now, for some people, they may say that they didn't have a good relationship with their parents. In some cases, this may be just some kind of dispute. Sometimes some people really haven't been treated well by their parents. But in general, somebody must have protected us, fed us, given us clothes, given us an education. So every one of us has benefited from the great kindness of others. In Buddhism, we say, even if you had to carry your parents on your back and carry them around the world, it wouldn't be enough to repay them for the kindness that they have given us, that they have provided for us. It's quite sad sometimes how many children later forget the kindness of their parents. And then just because of some small event or some disagreement or a few things that have happened, they totally disregard their parents and they forget all of the kindness that has been shown to them before. And in this point then, we think of the great kindness that our parents have showed us and then apply it to all sentient beings, to think that every single sentient being has once been my parent and they must have shown me great kindness like this as well. And so, whoever we meet, wherever we go, we can imagine that this person was once, or in some lifetime, our mother, and that they showed us great kindness. And if there's any way that is reasonable to repay them for their kindness, let us repay them with their kindness, or at least treat them with respect.